Hello, Internet. Yes, Ewan Spence calling here from Dusseldorf and the Esprit Arena. Even though it's temporarily lost its brandings, it's the first semi-final of the 2011 Eurovision Song Contest, and this is your alternative commentary. Yes, it is your alternative commentary, coming to you slightly in advance, as always, giving you time to download it and get your MP3 players and everything set up and sorted so you can sit down with ourselves at escinsight.com as you go through the first semi-final. Now, as you know, it isn't live, and sometimes the timing does go a bit astray at Eurovision, so this is how it is going to work. In a moment, you'll hear a beep like this, and next time you hear that beep, you pause the track. Whenever you hear the beep, you pause the track. Simple as that. Our hosts, Anke, Judith and Stefan, will, after the introduction, and be warned, German humour does feature, but it's worth seeing just how painfully wonderful it can be. They will give the line in unison, "Let the Eurovision Song Contest begin." At that point, unpause the track. Leave it, you know, don't lose your place in it. And from then on, whenever you hear the beep, which will come in as every music track starts, that's when you pause this commentary track, watch the music, end the music, unpause the track again. Simple as that, all the way through. Don't pause during commercials. Don't pause during the bad videos that are coming from the welcome party. Don't pause during cuts to the green room, which is actually back with lovely pink fluffy cushions. And just as the music starts and stops, it's the only time you need to reach that pause button. I'll see you back here when you have the words, "Let the Eurovision Song Contest begin." And there we go, we're underway. Thanks very much for the introduction, scripted, I think, by the old team that used to do "Allo, Allo" on the Eurovision Song Contest. We now have Stefan and Anke and Judith fading off into the distance as we head for our first song, which is going to be Poland. 19 songs up all for the run tonight. 10 of them are going to go through to the grand final on Saturday. In part, 50% vote from juries, 50% vote from public. We'll explain all that as we're going along. We're going to get lots of these this year. The postcards are back to using a bit of tourism. It's all around Germany and moments which make people's heart beat, which is this year's slogan. How lovely. And if tilt-shift photography gets in your nerves, you might want to ignore the postcards, because there's going to be a lot of that. Right, let's have a quick look at Poland. They had a wild card, and so they could choose wherever they wanted to sing in the contest. Tradition would normally think that you would go last, but no, Poland decided to pop in first place and start the show with lots of smoke. It's not a fashion disaster, as strange as you might think, and the only reason I know that is because, well, I've sat through the rest of the rehearsals and I know what's coming up. But this is song one, "Keep Track of the Numbers," "Yes Dem" by Magdalena Tuol. Song one there for Poland and "Yes Dem." Right, keep a track of the numbers. If you're any of the 19 countries that are in the show tonight, you'll be able to vote. Head back to your national broadcaster for all the SMS, text and email numbers as well. And a couple of the big five are voting in that one as well. We'll bring them up after we have a look at Norway and that quick smash of commentator cam looking backstage. It's Stella Mwangi getting ready to head up on stage for Habba Habba. A strong result in the Norwegian national final, double the amount of televotes as everybody else. Norway, of course, winning the contest back in 2009 with a massive 387 points. Alexander Rybak. Norway, I always get the feeling this is more like the real opening song than Poland. Poland's that sort of aperitif you get just before everything kicks off. A little bit of Graceland's infused African music here. Stella's native of Kenya, and it certainly shows through the music. Habba Habba, "The Little Things." Song two there, and Norway. It's a strong one to go through. 10 countries, as I said, going through from this round. And yes, there's all the political voting and everything, but really, at the end of the day, it is going to be the songs that determine it. It's always the best songs that win. I won't have anybody else say otherwise. If you do, I'll pull out all the stats and everything just to make care of it. Right, if you're in the UK or in Spain, you're also allowed to vote in this final. But if you're not, if you're in Australia or in America or Tanzania or anywhere like that, just pop yourself on a Twitter. I'm Twittering at Ewan, and you'll find more from the website, www.escinsight.com, on twitter.com/escinsight. Right then, Albania is song three, and it's Welcome Back to our old friend, the Wind Machine, waiting as long as song three this year. That's quite impressive. Kenga Imi is the song sung by Aurella Gase, now resident in New York, but born originally in Albania. I think it's fair to say she likes the colour red, and she looks a little bit like Cleo Rokos, if you're an old Kenny Everett fan. Song number three, lots of pyro here. Feel the passion. Albania there, and song number three in this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Right. Armenia. Now, normally you'd expect Armenia to go through just on the virtue that, it, you know, lots of Armenians live in other countries and can cast votes. But this is not going to be a cert to go through because of the diaspora voting. No, indeed. Boom Boom by Emmy. Well, let's see. If this was back in the 80s, you'd expect, I don't know, a great big stupid prop that somebody would emerge from, and something that emerges out of nowhere, and maybe just a hint of why are you doing that to this song. I thought all of this stuff had died out, but it hasn't. It's actually back here now. Boom Boom, Your Love Is Like a Laika is not a tribute, unfortunately, to Andy Kaufman and Taxi, although it's very close to it. We have a boxing glove on stage. You can play spot the backing singers that's actually doing the work as well. And you can also spot a boxing ring emerging bucks fizz-like from the waists of the dancers. This will probably go through, but I really don't think it should. Song 4, Armenia. Yep, there's Armenia. I'm sure some it's going to appeal to somebody. It's a nice beat to it, but I've no idea why. Right then, Turkey. Let's move on to something that Turkey likes to send rockets. Simple as that. Last year, big shiny robot breaking out of a costume. It was actually a woman underneath. What we have now is the woman already trapped inside a huge hamster ball. She's actually a contortionist, so just keep a half an eye on her on stage as Turkey's Yüksek Sanayi, which of course is High Fidelity, brings a little slice of accessible rock here to the song contest. This should perform very well and sail out the semi-finals with little difficulty. You never know, though. Might go wrong on the night. Might have a little bit of an issue, or people just might not like it. You never know with these things. But if it does make it through, I've got this down for a top five overall in the contest. Turkey, of course, winning last in 2003 and have qualified out of every semi-final since this format has started. Live it up. Is Turkey at song number five. Song five from Turkey there, and if you were the Maltese Birdman last year, congratulations, you've just found a mate. You only had to wait around another 12 months. Right then, half of Europe is going to go to a commercial break now. The other half are going to have a little look at the Welcome Party video. This actually happened on Saturday, and if you look carefully, there I am, just there, with the microphone out for the podcast. Right, while they're doing that, because they're singing a traditional German song, let me just quickly go over how the voting on this works. 50% of the votes from the public voted through by all the countries taking part in the semi-final tonight, along with the United Kingdom and Spain. That will give a listing, and they will be put in order, and they will be given an internal 12-10, 8-7-6-5-4-3-2, and a single point. Now, the juries have already voted on this. They voted on it last night in one of the dress rehearsals. They will also rank all the songs in the same 21 countries, 19 from the semi-final and the two of the big five, and rank them internally and give them the points of 12-10, 8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. These two internal scores are added together to get the final scores from each country, and the top of those is awarded 12 points in the contest, then 10, then 8, all the way down to that single point. Now, we don't actually get the scores tonight. At the end of the contest, we'll find out the top 10. They'll be, well, we say drawn out of an envelope, but they will be digitally presented through the miracle of CGI on a big flashy scoreboard, and we will know our 10 songs. The reasons, of course, for not knowing the scores is we don't know who's doing very well and who's doing not so well. It keeps the competition as open as possible. We'll find them all out next week. If you want to keep an eye on them, www.eseinsight.com will have those scores, and we'll have analysis on that as well. Same procedure will happen in the final as well, although there is a little twist in the order of the voting. We'll come to that on Saturday when we do the commentary then, because coming up now we have Song 6, which is for Serbia. Now, this is weird, because the Serbian delegation really unsure about how good this song is, but everybody else is absolutely loving the 60s infused slice of history. You know, really, if you went back to the sort of 1967, 1968 song contest, handed it HD, handed it colour and everything you have here, you'd get very close to Karaban, which is sung by Nina. It's Serbian for magical. Serbia, of course, have sung all of their songs as Serbia in Serbian, right from their victory back in 2007. And they didn't fail to qualify in 2009, but they did last year as well. So they'll be looking to carry on a strong result from last year's Milan Stankovic, who finished 13th on this Saturday night. And, you know, I look at this song, and it's the one song in this contest this year that I wish we still had an orchestra for, just to give it that sort of 1967 feel. So top of the pop credits is Erwin Allen's time total in here. Song 6 for Serbia. Dripping with a 21st century style of 60s-ness at song number 6, rather appropriately, kind of. And now we move on to what I think is one of the best fakes that you have in this year's contest. It belongs to Russia, and, well, he's going by Alex Sparrow here. If you want the Russian, it's Alexei Vorobjov. Sparrow is far easier for me to pronounce. But so we'll go with that one. It's 20 seconds of Russian folk music with calm lighting, slow burning background. And I'm not going to spoil it too much, but stay around, because he just flips a switch and all of a sudden he turns into Danny Zuko. He's got T-birds on the wall. The only thing it's missing really is them just clicking their fingers, West Side Story style. And we get a lovely little number that's been filling the dance floors down here called Get You. And keep your eyes peeled at the very end for a little bit of a shave and a haircut. Too big. Song 7, it's Russia. Oh, and the shoes are cute as well. See? Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Switzerland is going to be up next. It's a tough act to follow, really, isn't it? But Anna Rossinelli is going to do her best. In Love for a While was the first song selected for the Eurovision Song Contest in 2011, scarily chosen in 2010. And the motor racing fan in me just wants to stop now and go, that's the Nürburgring in the postcard. Formula One in Eurovision, my life is very much complete. But let's talk a little bit about Switzerland, even though the Nürburgring is probably slightly more exciting than this song. There's a hints of Lauren Bacall and Jessica Rabbit here in Anna. But look, to me, this has been a flat song. There are far better songs in the Swiss selection. And Switzerland have not had the greatest of runs. They've not qualified since out of the semi-final since 2006. They were 17th last year out of 19 in their semi-final. So it's not going to be difficult to beat that. But to be honest, when I hear this, it just sounds like the backing track for an advert for a feminine hygiene product. And that just... I've never been able to get that image out of my head about this song. Let's see what it does. It's sweet. How about that? Song 8, Switzerland. Switzerland there with... nope, sorry. Can't remember. It's gone out of my head. That's how memorable it is. I remember when these were all nicely neutral commentaries going through, but no. My show, my rules. Let's do Georgia next, which is handy because that's what's coming up in the running order. It's the 9th song. We'll be taking a little break after that as well, and this is one of those songs that really makes good use of the stage. The lighting that we have here in the arena, along with the huge LCD panel that we have on the back wall. It's the largest ever assembled. Russia had a lot more lights when they did it, but they didn't put them all together to make one big monitor. Georgia are going to use this to turn the arena into a church with bundles of Georgian architecture and imagery kicking around on the stage. It's sung by Eldrine, it's called One More Day, and it's a bit of a modern number. And for those of you raising eyebrows at this, it was actually selected by the Georgian jury. It's 100% jury vote on this one. And all we can say, there's one more simple command that we add to this song, and it is simply, we need full power to the wind machine. Georgia there, and Eldrine singing One More Day. Now, you know, there's something that couldn't have happened in previous years when we had the orchestra providing all the music. If I remember rightly, the orchestra went optional back in about 1998. And then when it moved to Israel the next year, no, they didn't put an orchestra on. It's been backing tracks all the way. Yes, vocals are live, backing vocals are live, but the instruments you're hearing, the drums and all of that, not really there. It's all on tape. Probably because it would just take way too long to get everybody on and off that stage. You get 30 seconds to get on and off the stage in that break. Apart from here, we're having a little look at the scoreboard and a reminder of all the numbers of the songs that you like, that you need for text and voting over the phone lines. National broadcaster pages will have details on that, I'm sure. Right then, song number 10. We're going to go from the huge, all-encompassing energy that we had from Georgia and bring it down very, very tightly into Finland, from the artist known as Paradise Oscar, but better known to his mum and dad as Axel Enström, decided that he would write a little sarcastic song about people's indifference when they want to try and save the planet, put together a quick, really cheap demo and sent it in to the Finnish national final just to get some feedback on it. They put him in the semi-final of their national contest to find a song for Europe. It won, and then went on to the final, and now he's on stage at Eurovision. Don't tell me the Finns don't have a sense of irony. Probably the most detailed CG model on the LCD screen we're going to see. Well, if you're going to save the Earth, you need to have the Earth running in the background. We'll also be passing the halfway point of the semi-final as we go into this halfway through this contest. You bet it. It's a bit where it goes da-da-dum, which happens quite a bit in this song. It's da-da-dum, Paradise Oscar, song 10 for Finland. They didn't qualify last year. They only managed 11th. He just needs to go one higher to be at the final on Saturday night. Oh, and smolder the camera, Axel. There we go. Finland at song number 10. That's us. We're past the halfway mark. And we're going to rank up as we go through to our 19 songs. Let's go for something a little bit masculine on stage now. I think commentator Cam just spoiled that joke, but there we go. It's Malta and Glenn Vella, a young boy who has been doing his best to get into the Eurovision Song Contest for a number of years. He was a runner-up in the Maltese national final last year. He's coached the Maltese singers at Junior Eurovision, and now he finally gets to take to the stage himself with one life. It's his birthday on Saturday, so he's either going to be in the grand final of Eurovision and have the best birthday ever, or it's going to go down as one of his worst. Lovely chap, he's great on the social scene at Eurovision, but I suspect we're in for a bit of the latter. Prepare to be almost rickrolled by Malta's one life. What's for sure is we won't see Glenn next year unless he wins the contest. Malta have a rule that you can't go 2 years running. But I still don't think we're going to see him on Saturday. Let's carry on. Country we haven't seen since 2008. It's only their second appearance at the contest. San Marino are a welcome return to the fold. They take a total up to 43 countries entering the contest next year. There's Senate, all ready to sing out a delightfully powerful ballad called Stand By. Now, San Marino announced that they would be coming out to Eurovision right after Italy announced they would be coming back as well. So if you must not think that San Marino came back just to make sure that Italy gets 12 points. No, don't think that at all, because it's wrong. And when you put the two songs head to head, I have a sneaky feeling that in a level playing field, San Marino would come out first, mainly because I think this is far more accessible than light jazz, which is what Italy has. But more on that on Saturday night. Italy gets an automatic qualification through to Saturday night, joining hosts Germany, United Kingdom, Spain and France. San Marino have to see if they can get through a semi-final. It's a tough job, and Senate acknowledges that it's not always about the music. But if it was, I'd be so happy, because this deserves to be heard on Saturday night. Song 12. San Marino there with a song that's just classy, but maybe just a little bit too outdated for the contest. But there's still a place for music like that. And Croatia as well. Well, here's a bit of music that I thought we'd never see back in the contest. This feels like it's lifted out the late 80s at Eurovision, to be honest. They also have a mad hatted magician who just strikes the fear of Willy Wonka and the child catcher from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, all in the same score. But Daria Kinzer is the singer. She's also going to be the first singer to take to the catwalk by virtue of the fact that she's got the longest legs and can make it out and back again in the 3 minutes and 15 seconds that this song is going to be running, if we include the little intro and outro sections as well. The song itself, when you grab them off the albums, it can only be 3 minutes long, and you'll find links back to purchase that double CD on www.esinsight.com and the notes for this podcast. Okay, start your clocks and also start your counters. You're looking for 3 different costumes throughout this number. Okay, you like this, but not a lot. Song 13, Croatia. You thought I miscounted. No, there is one there right at the end as she's maintained frozen in the spot. Croatia, song 13. Yeah, it's a bit tacky. Song 14, Iceland. every commentator in the world will now struggle about how to tell you the backstory of this one. So let's just go with the facts. Written by Sjoni Brink, who's attempted many times to represent Iceland at Eurovision, but never quite making it. This song was entered into the Icelandic semi-finals, and Sjoni then died of an aneurysm. Very fast acting, 3 seconds. And that was that. Life is over, and he wouldn't be coming home again. But his friends and his wife decided to keep the memory alive. Took the song into the finals for Iceland, which comfortably took the vote and put Sonny's friends into the fray to represent Iceland and to remember their friend here at the song contest. Coming Home is the song. It's, yes, it has an emotional backstory, but it's a good song in its own right. Backstory, no matter. It is song 14 for Iceland, and it's Coming Home. Iceland there at song 14, and Sonny's friends. They have made a huge impact in the press centre, and let's just see what that does. 10 go through, 9 fall. We'll do the same again on Thursday, and then we'll have the grand final on Saturday. 25 songs, 10 from each semi-final, and the big 5, which includes Holstein, Germany, welcomes back Italy, and we have Spain, the United Kingdom, and France as well. For those of you keeping track, Germany, France, and Italy will vote in the second semi-final, which is happening on Thursday, and it's the United Kingdom and Spain voting on this one. Let's see. Hungary. Now, Hungary probably has an interesting event because, naturally, Eurovision fans listen to all the music tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of times before we actually get to the contest. And it actually leads to a feel, for want of a better description, of being in the bubble. You just know what you expect as long as they're like, and you can't just step back and have a look at the performance. And I think Hungary is a great case of this. In all the fan polls, this has been riding very near the top. Back at the Scottish Preview Party, this actually finished first, beating Blue by 1 point, with 24 people voting on that one, just one short of how many would be voting on the final. But at the same time, it does look a bit scary. Katie Wolf has decided to wear an outfit that's essentially a blue silk version of the Batfink superhero costume, wings as well, and well, certainly during rehearsals, the hair and the look has been just a little bit aggressive. And it's what we in Eurovision call the Charlotte Pirelli syndrome. Great song, everybody loves it, but you come out on stage looking like Morph and Tony Hart. Well, this basically has the works. There's a glowy necklace, there's a radiation suits that look like they really should be in Japan, there's little dangling necklaces that light up. And yes, I know Russia had the light up stuff. And did it quite well. Hungary has light up stuff and hasn't really done it quite well. So we're just going to have to see what happens with this one. Hungary, of course, wasn't in Eurovision last year. They were there in 2009 in Moscow, finished 15th in the semi-final. And back in 2008, finished 19th in the semi-final. You have to go all the way back to 1994 for the best results, which was a 4th place finish. Last time they qualified into the Saturday Night Extravaganza was 2007. You know, it's tough to work out if it's going to be this one or not that takes them through, because we're all in the bubble here. So it's you at home, along with the juries, that will decide. Song 15, Hungary. What about my dreams? Hungary there. There's going to be cheers in the press centre when that one goes, but it's not the press that decide. It's you at home, where at least 50% of the decision is yours. The rest belongs to juries from each of the countries. They all watched the performance last night in the second dress rehearsal and were told to vote by midnight yesterday. So they're all sealed up in the massive computer system to decide who takes the victory. Speaking of taking part in victory, Portugal is up next. You might think, hey, the village people have really let it go. But Homens da Luta, the men of the struggle, a collective of Portuguese comedians, for want of words. They improvise music and their acts around the 1974 Carnation Revolution, which, of course, started with the signal of the Portuguese entry being entered and sung in the 1974 Eurovision Song Contest on April the 6th. 25th of April, of course, was when it started with a second signal, again, through music. So, Luta e Alegria, the struggle is joy. Is it a serious song? Is it a comedy? Is it a theatre piece? You decide. Portugal there, and greatest chaps. I mean, they've been here for 2 weeks, as have I, and they have stayed in character for the entire 2 weeks, taking the music instruments around, banging the drums, and also playing Scotland the Brave on bagpipes at me in the hope that I would dance. Thank you very much to the Macedonian delegation dancer who didn't have much of a choice, but joined me anyway for that one. Song 17, Lithuania. C'est ma vie. It's the only French you're going to hear in the contest, because the French song this year is sung in Corsican. So, Evelina Sisenko, a wonderful voice, fantastic singer. But if you have any special slots stored up at home, this is the song to use them in, because, you know, this makes Switzerland look good, to be honest. It's very classical, and it's there, and I still think this is the wrong choice for Eurovision. The judges may well like this, but I don't see it doing well in the public vote. Don't bother covering your ears. There will be sign language later on for those of the deaf of the hard of hearing, and those who think this is Daphne from Frasier. But there we go. Song 17 is Lithuania. Oh, lovely song, lovely person. Not really Eurovision, is it? That was song 17 and Lithuania. Two to go. And one of them's quite nice, actually, but it's not Azerbaijan. It's a bit of a misfire at the finish here. This is Azerbaijan, and look, the only way to describe this one is it's Mrs. Robinson meets Doogie Howser MD, and it's just as creepy and icky a love song duet as you could possibly imagine. It's called Running Scared, and the artists are known as Elle and Nikki. Now, they entered the Azerbaijani national final as individual singers, and once they were down to two contestants, Azerbaijan decided you two should sing together. And as you can tell, that means it's quite hard to get the chemistry right. And let's just say, the chemistry's not quite right here. It's a little bit icky, it just makes you a little bit unclean, and really, if you're going to kiss her, kiss her. And if you're going to eat him alive, eat the boy alive. Elle and Nikki are running scared, which is exactly what I want to do, except I got to finish off this commentary after the song. Song 18. Azerbaijan there. Oh, wash your eyes out or something, I don't know. Song 18. The song itself has a lot of fans. It's just that the stage performance, I don't think, is there. Although, nothing wrong with a good old pyro curtain. Oh, look at that. Greece boys, a good score. Yeah, hurt. We're in for the game. And quite right they are too. Lucas Giergask and Stereo Mike are asking you to watch my dance. It's a mixture of traditional Greek music and rap as well. And when this debuted out of the Greek national finals, it really did feel like yin and yang. It was never mixed. The rap's been pulled down very slightly. The traditional music's been pulled up slightly up, and you've now got a song that actually feels like one song, and it is working all together. This is probably the most improved song of the last 2 weeks, certainly in my opinion. They made good use of the staging as well. We've got the appearance of the Colosseum in the background, and for the sharp-eyed cult TV fans, I'm pretty sure that they're actually using the opening credits from William Hartnell's Doctor Who. There we go. It's our last song of this semi-final. It's number 19, and that honour belongs to Greece. So there we go. That is your 19 as Greece finish off. You still have a bundle of stuff to go through Eurovision-wise for tonight. You've got a performance from the Cold Steel Drummers, a bundle of musicians from North Carolina. Yes, we do have some American involvement, not just Aurelia Gase, who's living in New York, in the Eurovision tonight. Cool beats, astounding tricks and choreography, and well, they're actually pretty well known in Germany, having worked with Peter Fox and touring with him and his next album. And what else do you have after that? Of course, is 15 minutes where you can carry on voting. The numbers should be up on the screen just now if you're a national broadcaster. If you're watching online at Eurovision.tv, you'll just see the numbers 1 to 19 and a big XX in the corner, because you can't vote unless you got the details from either of the 19 broadcasters that are there, United Kingdom or Spain. Now, because we're recording this in advance, I can't tell you who's won. If I could, I would be down the bookies. In fact, I'd be down the bookies. I've got Iceland at 400-1 for the victory. So while you take care of the recaps, I'm going to shut down the microphone, and you can join me online at Twitter and through the website as well throughout the week. If you want to stay with the commentaries, that's fine. We'll be back here on Thursday. There's daily chat shows coming to you round about lunchtime. We record them in the mornings. So we'll be able to talk about the results of for the semi-final one tomorrow, with a specially invited Eurovision panel of commentators, judges, and anyone else who's interested in the competition that's up at 10 o'clock in the morning, because we are going to party quite hard tonight. Well, at least 10 of the countries will. 9 of them will be checking in at Ryanair.com to book their flight home tomorrow as cheaply as possible and get out of Dodge City. That's your Eurovision semi-final. I'm Ewan Spence. Thank you very much for listening to the alternative commentary. I shall catch you tomorrow on the podcast in 2 days' time for semi-final 2, grand final on Saturday as well, throughout the year, escinsight.com. Ta-ra for now.